put on this Great Kansas Fishing Derby between May 1st and July 31st this year. Seems like only yesterday I was trying to find a service in Silver Lake with a truck bed full of catfish with tags in them to drive around so I could present at the April Commission meeting and tell, you know, the updates about that. It's getting ready to start in a day. Blink my eyes, and all of a sudden I'm here talking about it's over. So I really appreciate this, and I'm sharing some of the cool things we learned about our effort. Just a quick review. It was a Wildlife and Parks-led effort. We did encourage local sponsorships, but we took it on ourselves. This first year, we weren't sure, you know, with 2021, just recouping from the COVID pandemic in 2020, what we could possibly accomplish. So we said, we'll do it ourselves if we have to, but we always encourage local sponsorship. We did have two statewide partners, the Bass Pro and Cabela's Outdoor Fund. They provided almost 150 tags for the process or for the 3 months. And the Kansas Wildscape Foundation, they provided up to 100 tagged fish, as well as a prize that we're going to give away today. And then we had raffle prizes that were given away through our online registration system through ksfishderby.com. That's where we manage the derby, where people could find out information about it as well as redeem their tags. The objectives of the derby were pretty simple. We wanted to have a positive impact on license sales. We knew 2020 was going to be a record year, a record increase in fishing license sales, so we may not be able to increase that, but we wanted to make sure we had a positive impact on sales. We wanted to have a positive impact on local commerce, so we wanted to highlight some of these fisheries and the communities around them so people would travel there, spend time there fishing, and maybe even spend money in the local community. And then increase the awareness of the lakes that we have out there, besides just our reservoirs that most people are familiar with, and our agency and all the cool things we do. So some quick facts. We had 515 total tags, 35 participating lakes. It ran for 3 months. We had 28 total sponsors. We had prizes between $200 and $250. 105 tags were redeemed and verified. Four fish were caught twice. So we had four largemouth bass that caught the fish. They didn't take the tag off like they were supposed to, which is okay because the next person caught it and then they had also won. So that's pretty cool. And we had two out-of-state winners, and we had one tagged sunfish that was accidentally put in the bucket from one of our employees. And since there was a child, and so they weren't able to win, but it was pretty cool. We did replace that tag, so it was one more tag out there. And you did not have to register for the derby itself on the website. You could just buy a license and fish, of course, if you needed a license. But if you registered for the raffle prizes, you could win. We had 17 winners and 2,700 total registrations. So I just wanted to share with you a little bit of the data. We're currently evaluating this, but I wanted just to, you know, a lot of people were talking about it, and what people wanted to know was, you know, was it effective and what happened? So I just wanted to kind of just briefly touch on a few things. You'll see here we had mostly catfish tagged, and that was because we used a lot of stocked catfish. So we wanted to seed those lakes, a lot of those lakes, because we wanted people to win. That was the whole point of this. It wasn't to just, you know, promote a derby. We wanted people to win. So we made sure the fish that were fed and not very smart were out there in the water for people to catch. And if you'll see, we had about 27% of those tags returned. If you looked at the bottom there, about 50 out of 166 were returned were stocked fish, and then 6 of 45 were wild catfish that were also tagged. Black bass were second. You'll notice what caught me off guard a little bit was flathead catfish. We only had 9 out there, but 4 returned. And drum. We had 5 out there and 2 returned, so maybe we should just do a flathead and drum derby, and we'll have all the winners we can handle. So this was the distribution of the lakes. You know, in Kansas, you know, we have a lot of water out east and not so much out west, and the public access is kind of that way too. So we had more water in the east, or more waters in the east. Harvey County west and east were the most returned at over 50%. That was kind of cool because I reached out to the CFAP cooperator contact there, Cass Miller with Harvey County Parks and Rec, and I said, hey, we really want to come out there and tag fish in your lake, but can you help us get some local sponsorships? And he took it and ran with it. So not only were we able to do Harvey County east, but he got enough that we were able to do both lakes with local sponsorships. So, you know, restaurants in the area, an automotive center gave away a gift card so you could get your oil changed. and hardware stores, and they chipped in some cabin stays. So it was really cool. And they turned out to have the most cots, so that even worked out well, too. A lot of people asked why we didn't do reservoirs, at least this first year. If you look down Cedar Bluff at the very bottom, we had 20 tags in there. We only got two returned. So if we would have put 20 tags out there, we may, in all of our reservoirs, we may not have had as many winners. So we're learning this after this first year that if we're going to do bigger reservoirs, we're probably going to need more tagged fish. So we contracted with Southwick Associates to evaluate this derby. Anytime anything new comes along, we definitely want to see if it worked. And that's what everybody wants to know. Like, did this achieve the goals we wanted to achieve? And so we just went ahead and said, hey, let somebody else do that. That way there's no bias on our part. It says, yeah, we really liked it, so we're going to make sure it worked. So we contracted with them to look at the sales and also some surveys from angler sentiment and demographics. So right now they're about to finish their data evaluation for the licenses, but this is the initial findings. So between April 15th was when we announced that the Derby was happening, when people might say, okay, I need to go buy a fishing license. To the end of the event, 28,000 people were recruited, reactivated, or purchased a new annual fishing or combo license. So that is saying that after 2020, record increase, we had people that purchased licenses on top of that in 2021. The top six sales counties had at least one Derby lake, so we are looking at a county level. We want to know if there's about 30 counties in the area that had a lake in them. So if those 30 counties showed a positive impact to license sales and the other 75 didn't, then that's a note to us saying, hey, we need to put as many Derby lakes in as many counties as possible in order to achieve statewide success. Probably not 105, but we'll do our best. And overall sales in June and July were nearly equivalent to 2020. Again, a record increase year. So was it the Derby? We don't know. We're going to find out. Highlights from the registrant survey. So these are the 2,700 people that registered, took the time to sign up for emails, or signed up for the raffle drawings. We contacted them because we wanted to learn a little more about, you know, how they fished or how they participated in the Derby. 15% indicated they purchased a license because of the Derby. 60% traveled 30 miles or less. So again, closer to the water is probably the more impact you'll have on sales. 70% fished with friends and or family. This was really important. We wanted to know what their behavior was like. You know, a lot of us go fishing by ourselves. We want to kind of relax, get away, or maybe we just don't want to mess with maybe taking someone with us. We just want to fish by ourselves. But this kind of incentivizes you to take people with you because you may not catch a fish, but if more poles in the water in your party, chances are someone's going to catch a fish. And so we really like to see in that 70% on a fish with people. 37% fished more this year than last year during that same time. And 57% were satisfied with their fishing experience during the Derby time. So 37% were extremely satisfied, 20 were just satisfied. So that's just great. We're providing a quality product out there. 12% were not, so I'm guessing those ones didn't catch a fish. So that's what I'm guessing happened. But there's always people that aren't satisfied, and we try our best to make sure everyone is. And just note that this survey is in progress. It may change a little bit as more people respond. I just wanted to share some highlights and some feedbacks. I'm not going to read them word for word, but this is how they were submitted to us. This person didn't catch a fish, but thought it was a great idea. And in fact, where they work at a machine shop, 90% of the people participated. So they found out about it, and they're like, let's go catch some fish. And that's what it's all about. So again, bringing others into it. This person noted that they felt like they were at a disadvantage because they didn't have a boat. And so as we select lakes in the future, and we did this year too, make sure to include lakes where it has adequate shoreline access, whether it be docks, piers, you know, maintained shoreline, stuff like that. This person said that they didn't catch one, but his wife and his son did. So, but the son caught one after it was over, so they wanted it to extend longer. This was a good one because they talked about how awesome it was, how awesome fishing is, but they didn't mention catching a fish. They just said they loved getting outside and letting the world go away and just enjoy life out there. This one again reflects the distance one. We having to drive outside of the county was a little too much. So again, we need to focus on dispersing our lakes around to meet that 30-mile buffer. And advertising more. So this was a big one. We are not advertisers by trade. We are biologists and educators. But we do now have a really robust public affairs section with marketers now and social media people. And we did work with them. But we use news releases and Facebook. So we know we can do better on this. And we also put signs out at the lakes that they were out there, at the lakes that were Derby lakes. So we can definitely do better at this, and we will. And we're sorry that if people didn't find out till the last minute, we apologize, and we'll do better next time. But overall, positive. Not one person said this was a bad idea so far. Tag more fish and add more lakes. No matter what that number is going to be, they're always going to ask for that. But that's what we need to try to achieve. We were definitely stretched pretty thin with what we had this year. So it's going to take a lot of strategy to figure out how to expand that. And with that, I want to say thank you to our sponsors. We shared these logos on that website so people could see, you know, the sponsors out there. I really want to again point out the Outdoor Fund, because you know they stepped up big time, especially David Wade at the Wichita Cabela's. He helped me apply for the funding and get that through. And then Mark Merle with the executive director at Kansas Wildscape. Wildscape's awesome. They do a lot of things with the same mission that we have, is getting people outside, appreciating the outdoors, and participating. And so it's been a great partnership over the years. But with that, with the commission's permission, we did have some prizes left over. And so I would like to take this time. We have a bucket of balls here to award some more prizes. So if you want to draw some prize names, but not to put you on the spot live on TV, but we want to do that. So what we did is we took the 2,700 registrants, and we don't have 2,700 golf balls, so I had to do initial random generator to cut them down to 211 to match the number of golf balls. So what I'll do is I'll just go around and you pick a number out. The first prize will be for $100 worth of Walmart gift cards. All right. Number 85, and I am allowed to say the name and location of where they're at. So I can say, I wasn't sure if I could, but I am, and I'm sure you want to know if you are watching. So number 85 is Steve from El Dorado. You won a $100 Walmart gift card, so let me write that down. Number 117. Oh, I'm sorry. This is $100 Cabela's Brass Pro gift card. So 117 is Devin from Benton, Kansas.
What was that prize?
That was $100 Bass Pro / Cabela's gift cards, since they're one and the same now. The next one is the Kansas American Fisheries Society. They donated a Fishes of Kansas book, which is a really nice book that has all the fish of Kansas, and it talks all about them. So if you want to be a good angler, you can read about sport fish. If you just want to know what's all out there, you can read about all the fish. So that, and also a tackle box to go with it. So
I'm going to skip you because you're the grand prize. Gerald Pressure Pate is going to
All right, so number 173 is Rod from Harrington. All right, and the next prize. Thank you. Is a fishing rod and reel combo with tackle. All It's number 68, which is Bruce from Derby. Okay, and the next one is a telescoping rod. It's a nice little package deal where you can almost fit it in, you know, fit in a car or a trunk with tackle. Yeah, I'll let you. Number one, ball number one, is Michael from Dodge City. So we have one more. We have one more prize. Commissioner Cross, sorry you're not here today. Anybody wants, if Commissioner Haslett, you want to do one for the honors for your last one, draw one for him.
He's gonna draw for him.
Yeah, go for it. Draw a second one. This one is for $50 worth of Kansas Wildlife and Parks gift cards that can be used on. Fishing licenses, park passes, anything that we sell. Okay, ball number 105 is Scott from Shawnee. Scott from Shawnee. Okay. Back in. I almost forgot that step. That would have been bad. All right. So, again, we want to thank everyone that participated in the Derby and also helped with the Derby. Kansas Wildscape, when the first thing I said, hey, I just need some tagged fish. That's all I need. And Mark, an executive director there, got together with his funding sources, donors, and said, hey, what can we do? And they wanted to donate a lifetime hunt and fish license to someone in this prize pool. So what we did, and who had caught a tagged fish. So these are the anglers. As I said, we had 105 total tagged fish caught. When I added in those four that caught the tagged fish twice, because I thought they should be included, but deleted the duplicates, because we did have some people win more than one prize, catch more than one tagged fish, we ended up with 105. So we have 211 golf balls in there. So each person has two balls in there. Does that make sense? So there's 210. So if fate or Lady Luck has a sense of humor, you'll draw ball 211. Because then nobody will win. But other than that, if you draw any other ball, someone today, thanks again to Kansas Wildscape Foundation, their most famous thing they do every year is OK Kids Day. They're responsible for getting that information out and helping communities, state parks, individuals organize those events. But they do all kinds of other things. So please visit their website, kansaswildscape.org. And if you like what you see, donate or donate your time. All right. Without further ado, the winner of the lifetime hunt and fish license, which is transferable if you already have a lifetime license or you're not eligible to get one for any reason, you can give it to somebody else.
Ready?
Not 211.
Number
52. Looks like Andres from Garden City, you have won a lifetime hunt and fish combo license, and we will be in touch. I will be in contact with all of the winners, hopefully by tomorrow, if everything goes well, and we'll try to get your prizes to you as soon as possible. Yes, thank you.
Good time.
All right. With that, I'll stop. Is there any questions, comments, anything anybody wants to talk about?
Sounds like a great.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good
job.
That's definitely a good for next year. Oh, well, there you go. That's so weird.
I'm asking.
Oh. I don't make those decisions.
Any other questions for David? Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
That concludes this afternoon's session. We're going to recess, and we will reconvene right here at 6:30. All right.